Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Karen. And for those of you that don't know, I'm gonna do better with this, y'all. For those of you that don't know, I am one half of the Blackout Who Tips podcast because we come on and we just used to being on and we like, y'all like, you need to self-promote. I'm like, but I just want to hang and kick it with y'all. I'm not worried about me introducing myself. But I know for some people, this might be your first time hearing my voice. And so I'm glad that you're here. And I'm going to do my same tradition is that I'm going to share some things about me first before we go forward. Number one, I found some information. I found out that you guys can actually early vote in New York. It started 2 years ago.
Shit. That's what happened to you this week? What the fuck?
Yeah, because I started researching. I mean, I know it's still about you guys, but I started researching. I was like, can you early vote? I started digging around. I was like, let me let them know that next time it's time to vote that you guys can actually early vote. So you know that you don't have to stand in line. So I was like, I guess
if it started 2 years ago, that wasn't a presidential election. So maybe that's how it slipped.
Right. And I was like, well, most people might not know because it's just recent up there. So next time you guys would know that. And also I got me some AirPods and I know Keith had a bad experience. I feel bad, Keith, that you had such a terrible experience, but I actually love mine. I haven't lost one yet. So maybe once I lose one or one chips or starts malfunctioning, I might feel the same way that you do.
But when did you get them?
About a week ago. Right. About a week ago. They're okay. Like brand new. I just got them.
Do you remember when it was a week ago for Keith? He was selling them.
Right. So that's why I said it might change. It really might change. It might.
But you know, Apple's going to do real well if people are behind on our shows.
Right? She opened up the box and then went, I don't see Keith's problem.
Both of them are here.
Right.
Yes, but there's nothing missing. So I will, you know, give me about a month and then I will, you know, let you know after maybe one or two falling out my ears. Well, I haven't been going anywhere. So if they fall, they're going to fall in the house. So I'm going to know where they are,
right. See, which is a little thing. Different. I remember when I first got them, I was like, I could see, like, they fit really well in my ears, but sometimes they, if I move my hair, they'll get caught in the hair and then fall out while I'm riding a bike. So that's like a to-do. And I don't have ear holes, but I was thinking that, I don't have pierced ears, but I was thinking if people are into earrings, they can, I'm surprised that like Etsy or someone hasn't come up with earrings that you can like attached to your AirPods, so if it falls out, it dangles with your earring. Does that make sense? Keith, it's time to wear earrings, is what I'm saying.
Whatever it takes. Well worth it. Well worth the future.
Whatever it takes to keep everything together.
Fashion.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if that's a woman's thing or what. You know, we are the type of people who's like, okay, this doesn't fit. How can I turn this into jewelry? How can I make this sparkly?
Well, around where we are, I think more men that I know wear jewelry and earrings. So I don't, you know, I think Keith would fit right in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question for y'all. How has y'all week been?
Oh, how's the week been? It's funny. I think I remember looking back with Xerxes and I'm like, oh, pretty mild week. We did 10 OMATs, 5 recordings, chat party with poker night with friends, silent trailers. I'm like, why was I thinking this is a light week? I guess because it like was a little smooth and nice and one thing led to another, but we're pretty busy, huh?
Yeah, I got new glasses. I said on the show how, oh, I got my stimulus check, but then, you know, I have to have new glasses. So, of course, you know, the universe always cancels each other out. And so people are like, you paid $1,200 for glasses? Now, I exaggerated how much, but it was still hundreds for two pairs of glasses. And, you know, it's insane. It should be, you know, but hey, nobody wanted Bernie. So anyway, and then people rate me and they're like, they use some service called Zenni or something. And they go, I got my glasses for $7, Keith.
How is that possible?
There's no planet. It's not. So I don't write back. I'm just like, okay, acknowledge. Somebody else said, I use the same site. Mine were $22. I'm like, this is impossible. You don't get readers for $7. I don't know what you're talking about. So let me mention this, because obviously you told me after the fact it was too late. If you find anything out there, anything at all, that's $7, email me now. I might want it. $7 glasses. Are these from the same service that gives $13 LASIK? Come on. What are we talking about?
Whether you mentioned it or not, if you see something on sale for $7, like
toothpicks, whatever you see, I'll take it for $7.
It doesn't make sense, because I pay for vision insurance, and vision insurance monthly is more than $7, because I don't need it. My husband does. So I put it like this. I have sight privilege. I will not lie. I have sight privilege. I've had 20/20 vision all my life. So sometimes I just take things like this for granted. And I'm gonna tell you how ignorant I was. I remember my mama, she used to tell me she had medicated glasses. So one day me and Roger was having a conversation about his glasses, and I asked him, what kind of medicine did they put in the glass? And he's like, what do you mean? I say, did they like put medicine, like drip medicine in your glass? I say, because they call it medicated glasses. Me and him was having a conversation about this. And he was like, no, they call it that because the way the glass is bent. I was like, why the hell they call them medicated glasses and there's no medicine in the glass? I was like,
they just make
this makes
see.
No sense to me.
She thought like eye drops came out of the glasses.
Because they call medicated glasses. The hell? Right. How would I know? I don't purchase them. Like I said, that's my privilege. I have 20/20 vision. And all I know is my mama, she called them bifocals, my mama, I think she had trifocals. She was like, I have medicated glasses. And when I thought medicine, I thought medicine like you take or like eye drops. I didn't know. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah. And I have these glasses. I forget what the word is. Maybe it's transitional, but it's not that they turn, you know, different colors based on the sun
or the mood.
It's bifocals that you can't tell. You know, there's no line or anything. And it is, and I've never had something like that before. So it is pretty cool. But the guy, he really acts, it's like this mafia guy. Like it's a regular lens crafters, but the guy in charge of like showing you how, when you pick up the glasses, he's like, hey, so you got that? Let me show you. Welcome to this world, the new fucking glasses. Okay, see, I got this iPad over here. Now I slide this little picture over here. You see how it's you can't see so good over here and over here? That's what you're going to see. Now I slide over here. That's how it's going to be. Let's put these fucking glasses on you. I put the glasses on. He's like, now, you see how it's fucking blurry on your left? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. He's like, now you moved your face to it? Yeah. Now it's clear, like we did on the iPad. And I'm like, okay. And that's how you use these new glasses. And I'm like, oh, so I have to look at something for it to take. Yeah, you get it. And then I want to compare my old glasses to the new glasses, even though I know I'm going to be loving the new glasses. But I go, do you have like an eye chart I can look at? He goes, an eye chart? Why would we have an eye? No, we don't have an eye chart. An eye chart.
Have an eye chart?
I don't know, but it's a new personality that I want to adopt, where instead of thinking, well, I did something wrong or silly, why the fuck would you even ask that?
You better be careful, Keith. What were you signing? You're gonna mess around and be with the fishes or some shit. You better be careful.
Yeah. He goes, okay. Do you want to get the insurance plan? So if you bust it, you sit on them. Hey, $39. And then I'm like, well, I hate the extra $39 because you already charged me hundreds. So I don't need an extra trick on top of that. But then at the same time, God forbid I sit on my glasses and I just lost hundreds of bucks. And he's like, so you bring it back, bust it up. I don't give a fuck. You just bring it back and I'm going to give you new glasses. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much. I'll take care. You'll get new glasses. Now, you got to come back with a piece. You can't come back with no piece and be like, hey, I need new glasses. I need something to work with over here. And I'm like, okay, all right.
I honestly know that guy. I know who you're talking about. I kind of know what he looks like. Mm-hmm.
Did he have a shirt where it was buttoned up right, you know, kind of right between the chest with a little bit of hair at the top? Like, what is happening here with your eye, dude?
His personality definitely had that, yes.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. What are you talking?
I'm like, hey, are they a little tight in the back or am I just not used to them? Let's fucking check that in. Let's see. Does a little, I do a little tug? No, that's good. Let me do the credit card trick. and he puts like a little business card, I guess, on the side of my face. Like, no, that's good. No, it's not good for you. Yeah. You come back, I fix it. You come back, I do you right. I'm like, okay,
all
right.
See, Keith, all he had to do was bada bing, bada boom. You know, I got my guys in the back. They can do something for you. Hey, Billy, can you have to do that up front?
Love it. And then you guys went to the strip club together. Glorious.
Mm-hmm. You had a good time. And I could see everything.
Nice. Oh, nice, nice. Like, look up there. You see titties. Look down there. That's your lap. Put it together.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, he's like, these are good glasses. These ain't no $7 piece of shit Zennies. Like, that
much. That's where you got that opinion from.
See, this is why we don't have letters on the walls. Because you know what you're reading around here? You're reading the tits. That's all you got to read up in here. You'd be like, I guess. Oh, okay. Let me see. Right. What does it say on her areola? If I can get, you know, let me twist it right.
When do you go out there? You just read E M T Z, and you don't need that. You need glasses to like see things. You don't need letters. It'd be like if I was at a dentist office and I go, oh, do you have like one of those, you know, models of the teeth? And I can point out my question. Why would they even have that? Oh, I didn't mean nothing. All right, here's $1 million.
Yes. You know what? Glasses are like a car. And I did not realize this because they have like upgrades. I didn't know when you go get your glasses, like I said, this is somebody who learned from my husband. Like they have stuff where you can get it like resistant where it doesn't scratch, you know, and like everything is like another fee to it. I was like, oh, so they're like cars. They're like you can get the basic model where if you run out there and something happened to it, you just have to buy another pair. Or you can, you can get the finer, you know, like the dude was trying to sell you, the finer things.
How's somebody telling me $7 for a pair of glasses? I had to pay $14 for rust proofing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, I didn't even know rust proofing was the thing.
Under the glass, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, you know how Keith is always swimming and going to water parks. Rust proofing.
There's no rust proofing. I'm just comparing it to a car, but they have to rotate the tires. It's a whole.
I'm about to say I would believe you. I was like, that's new. I guess they probably would do rust proofing. You know, for the swimmers. Instead of goggles, you can just wear your normal glasses. They stick to your face. For all we know.
So now I can see things. It's pretty good.
Yay! I'm glad you can.
Thank you.
I'm sort of glad you can. It's probably best not to.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, yeah, you just see more shit around you. You know, what are you going to do? All right, let's get into it, Karen. Let's talk about the week.
Yes, we're going to talk about the week. We're going to start with episode 3342, Fuck Your Feelings, with Jeff. Hold on. Let me be sure I get the last name right. McCann.
Yes.
Yay.
Perfect. Okay. Jeff McCann. Yes.
The most wrong you can say it. Meet you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Do you need glasses?
The most wrong you can say it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's like calling me Churnda. You know, I don't know if you know this, but we say the name at the top of the episode.
Yes.
Here's what I think your problem is. Right. We do say the name, and maybe you can make note of that. But this is more fun.
This is more fun.
I think you think names can't be as simple as they are.
You
so
know
if you
what?
Look
yes.
at Meacham's name, it's Meacham, and you think everybody's French or something.
Yes.
Like, Macham?
Yes.
Like, first of all, you never heard that. Secondly, what are the chances that there's accents?
I think I get nervous because I was like, I don't want to jack it up, and then I end up jacking it up.
That's your thing. It's your brand. You're good. Just make
we
it
also.
Thing.
I say we keep it this way, but we could also do something where you go, oh, it was episode 3342, Fuck Your Feelings. I'll go, yeah, with our buddy Jeff Meacham. I could take over the names, but this is pretty cool.
I guess that could be the poll. Do you like the way Karen pronounces the guest names? That could be the poll. It's not on purpose, I clear.
No, I love it.
This
makes me feel so good. Like all my life, it was just my name being butchered. Butcher everybody's name. Fuck your feelings.
I hope he don't take it personal because that was the name and I tore his name up. So it's not against you, Jeff. I promise it's not against you.
I do that sometimes too. I always think a name must be fancier than it is. Like Lucy Pohl, I would say Lucy Pool because it must be like a pool. It can't be Pohl, but of course it is. It's just like, that's the name.
Like Stephen Colbert.
Right.
Yes. Y'all have bodegas, right? We don't have bodegas down here. So for me, a bodega is like a corner store. I know it might sound silly. I know I've seen like bodega cats. I was like, y'all have cats in your stores.
That's to keep the rats away. Sorry to bust it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's always like a, if it's a bodega, there's a bodega cat. And most of the time they just sit in one spot, but nobody's bothered as they walk around if they do. But believe it or not, they keep it cleaner.
They're usually on top of the pasta. So the pasta isn't the cleanest, but you hardly ever pick up pasta there anyway.
So bodegas are great. Imagine a grocery store that fits into like a child's bedroom. So you have like, what are the essentials? Do you need pasta? It's there. Do you need the sauce? The most stupid sauce is there. Like ragu is there in the smallest jar because you're getting overcharged, you know? So you have eggs. You have like an onion for some reason. But it's
crazy glue.
Yeah, yeah. A laundry bag, laundry cart, little tiny penny candies.
A telephone cable.
Yeah. Oh, a telephone cover.
Wow.
Condoms.
Just random stuff.
Poppers.
If they're owned by Arab people, there's most likely hookahs in different sizes and stuff like that.
Right. Weed pipes for tobacco only.
Yeah. So you can get like rolling paper and your cigarettes and all of your vices. There's no liquor, but there is beer. And I think wine, right? Yeah, there's like the cheapo wine. And that's
the
it.
Wine
and
that like Rite Aid can sell over here.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
The Diane, Chateau Diane.
And then if you're lucky, your bodega has like a corner in the bodega where it has not only a freezer, but also like line cooking. There's like simple, it'll have a lunch crowd if it's a good bodega. There's one by the most recent studio. It's Dominican owned, so they have like, I guess it's Dominican food. I'm sure it's not like 100%, but it's made by Dominicans. So you get like that like chicken that's just chicken, rice, but then there's like rice and beans, and there's like these hot soups, and it's a very small collection. And then there's like a bunch of sandwiches because there's also a small, tiny little deli section. So imagine one area is a little tiny deli, one area is a little tiny, like, imagine like Chipotle, but smaller and Dominican. And that's it. Did I describe it right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I've always wondered, because I was like, we don't have those. When I hear people up north talk about that, I'm looking like, is it a corner store? It sounds like it's a little bit more than a corner store.
But that's because we can't run to the supermarket. And when we go to the supermarket, we're limited. We need to like fit this thing in a cart or in our hands. So we're not getting stuff and putting it in our garage or our basements or our second fridges or whatever. Right. So when we need like an onion, then you're lucky that your bodega has an onion. Or when we need like some kind of shitty dinner that we could put together, there's always like some gross mac and cheese you could nuke or like, you know, real stuff that you can put together, pastas and stuff. Not the pastas, real food, but yeah. And that's a bodega.
That helps me out. That now I have a better understanding. Thank you. And I know y'all like, the hell she asking this for? But I'm not only for me, it's for the audience too, because I guarantee you it's people from like all across the country, maybe other parts of the world that goes, we hear them talk about that. What the hell is a bodega? Also, I learned that you never bounce 100 balls for children when the instructions tell you specifically not to do it.
Oh yeah, Jeff didn't care about anything. Jeff did like, it's like Keith said, like his face got us a tip, but like he's not working harder than he needs to. He's just kind of like, I'm here. Pretty has gotten me through so much that I'm good. He would just be hired for hundreds of dollars just to wear a Prince outfit. And then all the moms would be like, oh, he's a Prince. Like, oh my God, it was crazy. Then he met Christy and she started working there and she looks like a princess. And so they were just, yeah.
I know they made a killing.
Yeah. It was just, and it's hard to find like princesses who can run a kids' party. So they were like hot commodities, you know?
Well, did you also notice this when he was saying the clown the clown parties that he did. And he's like, they would have me be, you know, Prince Charming or Superman or SpongeBob. Like, they ever covered that mug up, ever. Liar. You were never SpongeBob.
No, they like to look at your face. So, no, you would have to put on the whole suit. And and the moms are not trying to hear that. They actually want to look in your face.
No, they did. It was very interesting to watch and very blatant. There was no subtlety about it.
I want Blackish money. You know, when he was like, mm-hmm. I got Blackish money, I was like, you know what? That sounds like the right amount of money.
That I want.
Yeah, just that. Well, you're not super rich, but you're not broke. You're kind of in the middle. I was like, yeah, that sounds like money that's very comfortable.
Yeah, also, and he's a recurring character, but I don't know. Have you guys watched the show? I watched a few seasons. Really good show. Mm-hmm. It's still a sitcom, so you have like that corniness. Right. But of a sitcom, when it tackles actual issues, it really does it really well. And like, I don't know, it's like above other sitcoms for sure. But he, even as a recurring role, he's not like that heavily into it. He's not part of the main family. He gets cut to when people want to say ignorant things in the office. And for you to make that much money off of like, because you're a recurring role, it's just interesting. I wanted to keep pushing for how much, but I thought that was uncouth.
I was like, well, you're making a decent amount of money. Like, yeah, when you can start like paying off student loans and, you know, because most people want to get to the point where they go, I want to feel comfortable. So it's like, whatever that level is, I feel good there. Also, me and Roderick, the day, I think it was the Saturday that Biden won, we got in the car to go somewhere and Roderick played fuck Donald Trump. But he's been playing that the whole time. Like that's been our jam. Like, we'll just be riding around and he'll just play it because we have felt this way from like since the very beginning.
Do you pump your car? You could hear this guy coming from three blocks down. Do you guys pump it? Do you crank it?
Roderick does. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cause it's like we want you to know we don't like him. We have been upset from the very beginning. It hadn't been no two sides to us or any of that. Nope, don't want to talk to you. Don't care how you feel about it. I dislike that man. Mm.
Keith, did you hear that song yet?
Yeah, I have. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it was worldwide. You know, I didn't know it was being played on every corner.
I didn't know either. I thought that guy put it together and was like, okay, I'm ready, and he's just, you know, coming out his door like, this is my time.
And the song of the summer.
Right.
Yes. I think
you're president.
Fuck him. I think Roderick said it went up like 300%. Like the plays went jumped up that high because so many people was like playing it out in the street. So he did win. I'm pretty sure.
I have the number one song.
Yes.
Trump's bragging he is the number one song.
Yes. And what would that be? Fuck Donald Trump. That, you know. Could you say that again? I wasn't sure that I heard you right. F Donald Trump. Yes, yes. You know what, Keith? I agree with you about TV mistresses. I think you should get one.
Oh, controversial.
The biggest reason why I think you should get one is because with me and Roderick would just go watch something on his own. Because we used to watch everything together. But then after a while, I was like, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch that. So if you can get somebody there, like, sure, I want to watch with you. Like I said, I don't have a problem with that.
You've probably been offered a bunch of mistresses now, right? Have people?
Yeah, it ended up being only sexual, though. Here's the thing that my sweetheart does. We were watching One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She hasn't seen it before. I've seen it before, but I'm like, all right, you know, I was bored shitless, but maybe I was too young. I don't know. So I'm watching the first half. I could tell the guy's about to be electrocuted. That's where we left it off because it got too late. It's like a week goes by. I'm waiting until she wants to see the other half. And then I go, hey, why don't we see the other half of this then? And she goes, I think I'm over that. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? And I could have seen the other half. Like, none of these things are doing me favors. Like you just thought I'd forget, and then you wouldn't have to let me down. Like, it's not that deep. Just tell me.
What's her response?
And then meanwhile, she likes it. You know how you like something, so you stop halfway through. You love the acting and you love it, but you're just done. What's that, Henda?
What's her response when you're like, why aren't you telling me this? What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. You know, too much.
Okay. Oh. So you feel seen.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. Right. You feel loved. Because what I do a lot of times, Roger just looks up and I don't want to watch it. And I'm like, I don't want to watch it. I just get up and walk out the room. So you know, I just make it crystal clear that I don't want to be here. We have two TVs for a reason.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, everyone has two TVs, right? Because you're on the laptop, whatever. I've talked about this before. We have a heads and tails thing. We flip a coin when we're watching together. Heads, it's me. Tails, it's him. And we're like towards the end of Gilmore Girls, but Gilmore Girls is a long time. It's going to be months, right? So when it lands on heads, he knows he's watching Gilmore Girls. I saw him roll his eyes. I saw it. And I'm like, okay, we don't have to. And he's like, no, it landed on heads. I want to watch this. I'm like, okay, but you rolled your eyes. And he's like, I want to see it. You want me to see it. I want to like experience this with you. And then I'm annoying during the show. I'm just like, are you watching what Luke is doing? Okay, you're going to miss what Luke is doing. Are you watching this?
Yeah, you really got to pay attention close to Gilmore Girls. Behind the episode. Now, what Rory was saying...
Behind the scenes. Oh.
He's annoyed. Okay. He's like, they're having another fucking town thing. How much money does this town have? Right. Every week it's a town thing. I'm like, just enjoy it.
Television money.
Yeah. During that show, we talked about how Trump was golfing while Biden was winning and Trump still claiming that he was the real winner. Yes. The poll was Trump will leave the presidency before January 20th. That got 33% of the votes. Will refuse to leave on January 20th of his own volition, 52% of the votes. And will leave properly on January 20th, 15% of the votes. So most people believe that Trump will refuse to leave on January 20th of his own volition. I think I voted that he'll go on some vacation and just not come back. I don't know.
That's what Roger said.
It could be any of this shit.
That's what Roger said. Yeah. He'll leave for, I'm just going to do one more trip of seeing the diplomats and just never come back.
Yeah.
Because of his personality.
And I would check the walls. He's one to play sugar walls.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He'll put sugar in those walls, try to get bugs up in the White House. I think he's subletting it right now, as a matter of fact.
They're going to come in there. There's going to be vagrants in there. They're going to come in there. He's going to be done, cut everything up. It's like, why was this super glued together? They're going to touch shit. It's going to fall apart. They ain't going to know what's happening in that place.
He's actually just renting the other side of his bed.
Right.
Ah.
You pay me now, you whores.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Melania's not there.
Right. Mm-mm. She's over it. Everyone's doing memes about how she's packing her bags now because apparently Aldo was saying this. There's some did we hear about this? There's some kind of like sort of conspiracy or talk about how she wasn't going to live in the White House. And then she negotiated her what do you call that? Pre-divorce. Allowance. What?
Alimony allowance.
You sign your prenup. Wedding papers, but prenup. Thank you.
Three words. Is it a movie?
So she she negotiated her prenup before moving into the White House, and now the rumor is that she can now divorce him with a little bit more of a better deal.
That wouldn't be surprising because I remember when he first got elected, they was talking about how much money they were spending because they were both in two separate locations. And the Secret Service is like, we have to pay money to watch him and pay money to watch you. This makes no sense. Get your ass on over there with him so we can just watch the both of you for cheaper.
Yeah.
Imagine Trump goes to jail for, you know, any of these number of charges. Did the Secret Service, do they stand around him in jail?
I think it's like a special jail that for like presidents. He's going to go to presidential jail.
Yeah, he's gonna go to the rich people jail.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're taking him to Gen Pop.
Mm-mm, nah, he's gonna go to the one where you can suntan and shit like that.
Sorry, I always wanted to say Gen Pop. I felt so cool.
He's gonna be one of those. You say he's not gonna be on Cell Block 5? Nice.
No,
he's gonna be making a shiv nightly. What else do I know?
Let me think. What else do I know? Well, you
rape,
know more.
Dropping soap. out in the yard.
From what I heard, that like that's as far as my knowledge goes. Moving somewhat briskly along.
Oh, I'm very excited about this name. Yeah, please.
Episode 3343, Quarter Metal Jacket with Christian Finnegan.
Finnegan.
Yes. I think I was like, let me write that now. And again, so I'm getting better. So, hey.
That was amazing. Like 100% improvement from that last one. So,
yes, I'm on a streak.
Yeah, that was the one where the title was from Christian. And he was saying, well, it's not necessarily the full metal jacket experience, but it's quarter metal jacket. You punch somebody in the face sleeping.
Yes, because for me, he's a brave soul. I'm not sleeping on the stage. I don't know.
Oh, him living in QED? Yeah.
Yes. That's
what you were bothered by? How about the shower in some kiddie tub in the basement? And that basement is not finished. We've been down there, huge basement. But you're in a horror movie.
Yeah. And what's he doing? It's like some kind of water pump camping thing. And where does the water go? Outside?
I don't know how
he does it. Yeah.
A braver soul than me, because I'm not going to lie. The bouginess and, like they say, the inner white woman, and my name is already Karen, so the Karen would actually jump out of the Karen and be like, I am not dealing with this. Ooh, child, no. So, you know, I'm good. I
think of all three of us, I would be the one, and we all know it, to do that. But if I'm only there for 3 days, I'm just not showering for those 3 days. That's done.
Yeah, I can't picture the shower. I know somebody also that they bought a storefront and they're like living in it, probably illegally. But anyway, to take a bath, they're in a giant tub, like a bowl tub.
Almost like an above ground indoor pool. For one.
Right, but it's like a giant Tupperware thing almost.
Okay.
And all I think is like, I'm like, what happens if you tip that over?
Oh.
That you're done.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. But even like filling that up and then you got to take a big chunk of water to throw it out after.
Well, they have some kind of water pump too, so it throws it back in the sink, but it looks like it takes forever.
No, thank you. I'm too sedated for that. And when Hemda was and y'all was talking about the theme parks, what I've realized is that 80 parents didn't care. Like parents from the 80s, like it was just a generational thing. Now a lot of that shit wouldn't fly. Cause I think about now all slides at the playgrounds are made out of plastic. Back in the day, it's made out of metal. That shit would burn your skin off. They mm-hmm. had like those metal merry-go-rounds, you know, that you could spin around, it could go in circle, that would literally burn your hands, you fly out, because there was no seatbelts on that thing. So if you weren't strong enough to go and it was going too fast, you would fly off of it. I was like, it's a lot of children that probably should be dead that aren't.
Right.
Yeah, no, there were children for real breaking things because the swing went too high and would throw them off. Or, yeah, that merry-go-round that you're talking about where you could just hop on and hop off while right. other you know children are moving it in the super fast. Yeah, you just...
Right.
There was not what we have now. There's padded floors now, rock walls. Do you yes. remember McDonald's Playground? It was that janky little, like, you're on a metal spring on one of the characters, and you're just rocking back and forth. Mm-hmm. Or like Burger King had like a burger that you can like climb a ladder and get to the top of. The end. That's your game. Then you go, hi, Mom, I'm up here now. And Mom goes, I see you. But I'm up here now. I see you, sweetheart. That's great. Mom, I'm up here. Did you see me? Yes, I'm looking at you again. Look how high I am, Mom. Oh, this is so fun. This is so fun. Yeah, yes, now they have like indoor playgrounds.
Yeah, it's very, very different. And I haven't seen that. I actually want to see that. And I'm like, I can't even imagine. My thing is this. Why didn't they get sued out of oblivion? Like, I did. Okay,
York,
okay, that makes sense.
Did. Yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't just switch it because of safety. They're switching it because they're bleeding money.
And because of bleeding people, right?
Right. Well, that's not the biggest concern. Yeah.
No, no, that's not. And also, Keith, you are a real American hero for beating that dude for not getting his shit together. That's the motto that we need to carry on to everybody else. You talk to people, you be like, get your shit together.
That's right.
She's absolutely right. I ordered the code red.
Get your shit together.
Oh, I like this. Very interesting.
I was like, that makes sense because I have to suffer because you don't get your shit together. Well, then, yes, I'm going to bash your face and get your shit together.
Yeah, you know, I saw, speaking of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Nurse Ratched is known as one of the most villainous characters in movie history. And I already saw the movie once. I saw the movie 1.5 times. And so far, I'm like, she's just trying to get things done. I don't know why she was so bad, because she took everybody's cigarettes because the one guy was being an asshole. Okay, then my drill instructor is one of the biggest villains in history.
So are you on the side of Dexter in that show?
No, because he talks too much. He's like, I think I'll have a cup of coffee. And then he gets a cup of coffee. I'm like, you don't have to tell me everything. So I really don't know much about that. He annoys me because I didn't even mind the murders. He annoys me because he's telling me everything he's doing. TV would be good right now. And then he turns it on. I'm like, okay, I would have figured it out.
There's such weird lines for you, but we'll learn them. We'll learn them.
Yes, we'll keep learning them. Mm-hmm. And I, too, do not know how to swim. Mm-hmm. And so, Keith, I'm with you on this one. Fuck the people that actually be like, I can teach you how to swim. Because I looked them in their eye, because that's the thing. I looked them in their eyes and I go, have you ever taught anybody how to swim? Do you have a certificate in this? How many training hours have you taken? Do you know how to deal with people that have a flat fear of this? No, but then no, you will not teach me. People have tried to teach me too. And I tell them to get out my goddamn face. No.
Right.
Because
I had somebody teach me. It was Emily. She was one of the 5,000 people that thinks she taught me how to swim. We were camping. We were all camping. And I'm in
There's
the water. She's trying to show me in a lake. But then, like, her plan is to take me out too far. Like, I'm going to have to learn to swim. And I'm like, no, I'm really fucking drowning now. And I'm able to, like, hop like a dog to where I can finally put my feet down. I'm like, and she's like, no, let's try that. I'm like, you're fired. Look, I did it. And then I'll swim the way I swim, which I know isn't real, but that looks real to people. And so she's like, oh, okay, you learned. I'm like, yeah, I learned. The end. Good job.
Yeah. And the thing is, people that know how to, it's almost like, and for like, and I know this is going to sound, put like this, for I can see more people being shocked that Keith can't swim than me not being able to swim. Because most people assume that white people come with a dolphin and you just dip you in the water and you just swim away. Like, it's an instant swimming. People just assume that black people can't swim. Black people can swim. I just happen to fit the stereotype of somebody that does not know how. I've taken swimming classes, but there's a difference between you taking a swimming class and you actually knowing how to swim. Those things aren't the same.
Right. And I took a class, too. I took a class, too, and the teachers couldn't teach me.
Because that's the thing. They tell you to take a class. A lot of times you have to take a series. Like, it's something that you have to continually take unless you get, like, a one-on-one training where the teacher, because a lot of times when they do it, they put you in a class. Because I think next time I do it, I'm going to do a one-on-one training, because they put you in a class with other people. So you have one teacher trying to teach 15 to 20 students. That's a lot. Versus, no, I'm going to be your undivided attention. You pay more for it, but I'm your undivided attention so you can teach me. Because when I take a swimming classes and I would come back up, water would be coming out of my nose. She was like, no, Karen, you're not supposed to swallow the water. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Of course, water's coming out of my nose because I don't know how to properly breathe.
She's like, by the way, water's not supposed to come out of your nose. And Karen's like, oh, really? Right.
Karen, you're doing it again.
Karen, are you drowning again? We told you not to drown in this class.
And then they just give us that paddleboard to play with in the corner, you know. All right, go play with this. I'm done with you.
Go play with this. And the thing is, what's so weird, Keith, is that my fear, because I've realized everybody has different fears of water. My fear is when my feet can no longer touch the ground. I'm not afraid of the water itself. Like, I would actually sit up underneath the water, because as long as I can stand up, I'm fine. Right. So my fear is when my feet can't no longer touch the ground. Like, that's fair. But let me tell you something. And my husband says, I should have been scared, but I don't know why I did not. I don't know how to swim, but when I went to Jamaica, I went snorkeling every day.
Yeah. Well, you get a wetsuit also, right?
Or no, snorkeling is where you could literally stand up in the water and then put your face in and could still breathe. It's not scuba diving where you go out and you're underwater for a long period of time.
Yeah, I did snorkeling going out and you could see the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, because what we did was they had like these life vests where they would put the life vests on you and make it where you could actually float. And so what they did was they would have us go out. It would be a strong swimmer and a non-swimmer or okay swimmer. That's how they kind of teamed us up. They teamed us up in
two. I don't want to go with you. Huh. What?
But
I got to be saving you.
The thing is that I actually went every day because I had so much fun. Because the thing is, with the life jacket on, I knew I wasn't going to drown. I don't know if that makes sense. So
yeah, of course.
I felt comfortable with that. So with that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to go under. So I went and I did it every day. We was there for a week. I snorkeled every day. And
they
my husband was like,
make,
I should have been frightened.
They need to make swimsuits out of adult floaty material somehow.
Yes.
Where you're always kind of like a buoy, you know what I mean? And I guess that's called life vests, but you know, you don't want to stand out. You're the only one with a life jacket on in the beach.
Well, they have wetsuits, you know, so make that look more like bathing suits.
You don't float with a wetsuit.
Hey guys, mark your bingo card. Every single time this comes up, Henda, every single time, you're positive that wetsuits don't float. They absolutely do float. I know because I'm alive.
So a wetsuit keeps you above the water.
Yes. And then you go, I doubt it. And then you'll look it up and you'll go, oh, you were right. I'll say, I know. And then we'll do this again 6 months later.
See you next week.
I thought the life jacket was the thing that kept you above the water.
Both.
Oh, okay, both. Okay. Because like I said, they had a life jacket where they strapped us up in it.
Still does it again. Computer's right in front of her, but she'll still do it again.
No, she's like, why would I take the extra effort? Why, Keith?
Like, was it psychosomatic that I wore a wetsuit and I was able to float?
Look, I think
if only I believed in myself, right?
If only so. Keith, what was the poll for this week?
The poll was, does Biden's tax plan negatively affect you? For example, we said if you get your ice cubes from a regular plastic ice cube container. I know I do. And then don't worry about this Biden tax plan. It won't negatively affect you. You know, yeah, I saw one. If your refrigerator is white, you don't have to worry too much.
Right. I saw one that said if you have a popcorn ceiling, you don't have to worry about it.
Right. Does Biden's plan negatively affect you? Yes, says 4% of our audience.
Oh, good for you. Hey, we have a Kickstarter going on. Anyway, so does a wetsuit make you float? The short answer is yes, it does, but not as much as a life jacket. They might assist in flotation, but do not outright provide it. Whatever activity you use a wetsuit for, they'll help you float and keep you warm while doing it. And that's it.
I'm not able to float. I don't know how. I can float with a wetsuit.
Can
you sink? Because it gave me a little encouragement.
Can you sink in a wetsuit? Yes. Surfers, scuba divers, kayakers, etc., have all drowned while wearing wetsuits. It'd be very difficult to sink while wearing a wetsuit. So the potential to drown. Well, I need glasses. For the potential to drown is much lower. Just be aware that the wetsuit may make you feel constricted, which can lead to panic.
Fascinating. By the way, I know where you can get glasses for $7.
I don't want to.
Well, since we got this hot debate out of the way, we're going to move along to the next episode, 3344, mm-hmm. Industry 4.0.
Yes.
John F. O'Donnell? Daniil?
Daniil. Why not? You see no E's next to each other. So it must be Daniil.
This can't be real. Oh my God.
Downwool?
You know who would be worse than me at silent trailers? Karen.
That's why I don't play. You don't want me on there.
Tom Scrooge.
They were like, boo, get out of here, boo.
Oh my God.
You might as well crown Keith the winner then. They were like, look, we're going to subtract points because you're so bad.
Now this is, okay, this is with Jay Fodd, a.k.a. John O'Donnell. This is getting a huge response on the forums. Karen, what did you think of this one?
He was laid back. He sounded high the whole episode. In my opinion, he was really, really laid back. And because I'm from down south, I really loved the way he kept calling Keith dog.
did he seem, if like we have to keep an eye on his manic behavior, did he seem more manic than usual, Penda?
See,
or for, either of you?
For me, no. I think this is him. So, like, I was very surprised that people were like, this is a manic episode. Should we be watching him? That kind of stuff. What did you think, Karen?
For me, he was all over the place. Like, it was a joyful, chaotic mess floating around in his brain. Because we were a little bit of everywhere. And I like the fact that Hemda challenged him as far as like, yeah, because you was asking about the show. And I don't mean challenge in a bad way, but you was asking, you know, about the show and not when he was going to put it. Well, you did ask him when he was going to put it out, but it was more of why aren't you putting it out? What is it that's preventing you from doing it? And it was more of you were relating because you know that you've had these things happen to you. So you was like, okay, I want to kind of understand because I want you to reach your goals as much you want to reach your goals, but there needs to be some organization. It can't be next big thing, next big thing, next big thing, but no work behind it because then nothing gets done.
Yeah. The most swinging aspect of my personality came out when I wasn't comfortable taking responsibility to get me to places that I want to do. Now, I'm not saying that's all mental illness is, but a lot of times I see high anxiety is you want to fix everything. The world has to change, that kind of stuff. Whereas like you have to take making lunch as like a fun thing or like a responsibility. It's not a big picture life every minute. It's, I got to take a shower. I got to make my bed. I got to like these boring little things that if you want to skip thinking them, you think, how can I change the entire world? How is this, you know, big pharma? And you're right. That's the thing. You're right. There's evidence. There's anxiety to be had. There's structures that are fucked up out there that are holding you down and all that stuff. But if the focus is solely on that and not making lunch, going outside, making a phone call, then you're going to start spinning. I'm not saying this is like every mental illness, but this is like a basic for someone who's been a form of manic and a form of depressed. This I relate in that regard.
Yeah, and I can kind of tell that you two are kind of cut from the same cloth as far as you were able to relate to him and understand him and kind of get him to better show how his brain was functioning, if that makes sense, like where his mind was for me. Because for me, I was like, oh, he got his third eye open. What's happening here? Like what kind of trip are we going on? What kind of rabbit hole are we going down?
Yeah, but I could take these trips, but it's very good that Keith cuts off the trip short. You know, it's a lot of like masturbation, you know? It's just we're going to either keep agreeing with each other or contemplate and, you know, theorize and all that stuff, and at the end of the day let's get a little cut off and like put some ground into it. You know, you can't like just fly high. You have to stay grounded at the same time. And that's tricky. Keith, what did you think? Did you think he needed to? You said at the end, oh boy, would it be offensive if we ask you to take your medicine while you're on camera? Something like that, right?
Right.
But you always think that way about him.
I'm thinking when we first talked to him at the beginning of the pandemic, and this seemed more manic than that one.
Okay.
And for me, it was like, how can I say it? It was, Keith was the balancing troll that you needed in the room to bring everybody down, if that makes sense. To
the balancing troll.
Y'all are up too high. You need to come on back down. Come up, come on. It was, and so I was kind of getting my life, because the funniest thing, because when I seen the length, I was like, oh my gosh, why is this show so long? Not in a bad way. I was like, yay. But I was like, this show is long. I was like, it's got to be a reason why. That's because Keith was trying to stop the show 458 times and never actually got a chance to stop. I was like, oh, this makes sense why this show is so long.
Well, the thing is I came up with the poll knowing very, very, very well that Keith is going to win this one. I haven't checked on it, but I know that in this case, because Keith is like the most grounded about it and doesn't kind of like revel in being in that space, that he might be the most understood in that.
Yeah, because, you know, as far as you guys was concerned, what is tying? What is tying? What is tying?
Yeah, the poll was, who made the most sense? And your choices are Keith, Henda, J-Fod. At 18%, who made the most sense? J-Fod. At 27...
What? Oh. You know what it is? I heard who made the most sense? J-Fod, and it was like an announcement, and I was like... Okay, I missed something. Okay, sorry.
Chemda, 27%. Keith, 55%. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yay. I actually agree with those numbers.
Thank you.
I do, because, like I said, it was a very interesting conversation. It was like a roadmap where you didn't know where you were going or where you was going to end. Or sometimes how you got there.
You also have to read a lot in order to like even know where he's getting his information from and how to dispute it in all these different subjects. And I don't know anything about 5G, but I don't know how to change anything in his language or even question what he's talking about. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
Keith, can I mention something that if it's not cool if I mention it, we take it out? This is why, Karen, you might be seeing us looking down.
Okay.
So interesting that we're talking about J-Fod. She texted you and me, Keith.
Andrea?
Andrea felt that she had to call.
Oh, it just came in right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So hopefully this isn't out of line. But she felt like she is seeing J-Fod display certain manic behaviors and that she had phone numbers for him, because last time he gave her phone numbers. When you see me start acting this way, contact these things. Some of them are emergency phone numbers, doctor's phone numbers. So she let us know that she made those calls. So it's very interesting. We're talking about him now, and that's what other people thought. And I didn't really see it all that much, because he's always theorizing and he's always sending information and passionate about what he's thinking about. So what do you think? Is this out of line to say? I feel like maybe we should
but
know.
All it proves is that I was right. More manic than ever. Keith makes sense again.
That is the true lesson here, isn't it?
As long as he wins, that's all that matters. You get all the points. Now, we're going to move somewhat briskly along to the last thing.
Okay.
I actually got a chance to do silent trailers. I watched. I had a ball.
Yay!
For those of you that are VIP, that don't get your free tickets, shame on you. I mean, you get it free.
Right?
It is absolutely nothing. And it's easy, guys. You just go to your dashboard, you see it, you click, it'll take you there, you confirm, it sends you an email, it tells you what to do, and then at the time, you just go in, and everything was simple. I had a ball.
Yay.
Guests was fun. Everybody was funny. I learned that him that does not know who Johnny Depp is. I was like,
amazing,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay. And I also learned that rated G and rated R apparently are the same thing. I was like, what? Oh, okay, my bad. I was like, how do we get to rated R? Rated G and rated R, they're not the same thing.
She does this clever thing now, as if not enough to do, where she puts like category. This category is called nodding off. And so it ends up being about drug movies. Okay, so you have to figure that out. Well, she keeps going, all right, now back to the category of Notting Hill. And I go, nodding off, keep going.
Yes!
And then she had a category called rated G. And then she goes, okay, now this next movie is rated R. And we're like, do you mean G? Yeah.
Okay. I was like, those things aren't cats. There's a big difference in that.
And listen, there's a lot going on. Fucking, we caught Ray Sani watching Dateline when it was her turn.
Yeah, like, she was watching Dateline. That shit was hilarious. And who knew that Mike Kaplan could list shows in alphabetical order? I was right? Like, the hell is this? He is a computer. Yeah, 10001.
Oh, a movie on drugs? Okay, Blow, Scarface, blah, 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 Fear and Loathing, da, da, da. And I'm like, well, you can't just name every movie.
Yeah, and what happens is we stay on the same topic. So now he's pretty much named every movie so that his teammate, the next person going, could start listing that also. Like, it'll sound familiar now. So luckily he was second to last, so he can only help Josh Gondelman. But that was a lot. I didn't expect that, and I don't know why. That's shame on me.
His computer just clicked to IMDb, and it was right down the list.
It's like he downloaded it. He has a Wi-Fi happening there. Nobody could see the signals but his brain, apparently, because I was like, I don't get it. And also, Hemda almost had the room turned against her when she called the room you people. And everybody was in an uproar. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that would set the room off.
I love using you people because that's such an easy way for people to be like, what do you mean? And I'm like, everything. I mean everything. What could I mean? You people.
I had a blast and it was a tight game.
Yeah.
And I am here to announce that y'all, Keith did not win. It was close though.
It was very close.
It was close.
Yeah,
it basically is one away.
If we had another round, yes, it was one away. Sorry, Keith.
I lost by 5 points and the scores kept being doubled. Next thing you know, we're at 16 points. I think I lost by one.
No, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think you did. You lost by one because some of that stuff, I can't even see how you put it together. Just in general. I was like, how did they get this?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Maybe there's a hallway and they're like, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I'm like, what the fuck? How the who?
Yeah, they had some really shocking. I think it's because a lot of them are writers, intellectuals in a way, you know, where they got the theme, like Keith said, and then they're just running it in their head. Right. And they can put together the hallway in the, cause they're also writers of these kinds of things. Okay. So they can see the scene. I mean, I'm making it up, but they were very fast on some of them.
Yes. Some of them I was like, no way. Like, wow. Like I said, I had the time of my life and Keith actually was very upset.
Yeah.
I would like to express that, y'all. He was not happy. Mm-hmm. He demanded a recount.
Mm-hmm. I said, stop the count. Stop the count. Yes, I'm just saying the score. Stop it.
Yes.
I mean, you could do that.
He was not happy. And so I can say, if you're VIP, you actually are cheating yourself. I promise you are. It is really worth it. And that was the last one of the year, y'all.
Yeah.
So you have to wait till next year. So sorry to disappoint you. And it was everybody had a ball. I had a ball. I'm glad y'all had a ball. And if there's nothing else, this is time for us to go. All right. So I'm going to do my normal outro, which is.
This is very smooth.
KeithandTheGirl.com. I know, right?